1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy, we are on the roof. We're making our way to the shady spot. Enjoy this music until then. Sorry for the abruptness there. We've made it to the shady spot. There's so much news. There's so much to talk about. But first, let's jump into Calm real quick because my app has been updated. I have a new slider. So, if you want to talk and hang out during the show, just SSH over to sdf.org and then from there launch Calm, C-O-M. Then you type G for go to, and then Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word, that will get you connected. So I'm connecting now. Okay. Sorry, just 1 second. I haven't used Calm on my phone in a minute, so I just need to update some things real quick. Boink, boink. All right, bam. All right, now we're hanging out in Calm. Shout out to Thrig and Tobe, Et in Arcadia Ego, WX Boss, Stug's in the house, Tobe's in the house, Jeff's here, Overland, X1, Recorded Deity. Ah, welcome. Okay, so hello. So I've got a new slider on my app called Gain. Oh my gosh, Gain. I've listened to the archive in the past, and it's definitely quiet. So I'm going to try pumping up the gain. So here's presently at zero gain. And now I pumped it five dBs. It's 5.6 dB gain. Is this any better or worse? Any feedback on gain increase? Sorry, this is, since we don't have a UAT or testing environment. Well, I guess there is a testing environment. I just didn't use it. All right. Hey, thanks, Recorded Deity. Thank you. All right. Okay, now we've gone to 9.5 dB. Alright. Okay, so we'll just go ahead and go with it. We'll go with the gain pumped up. If anybody's hearing blowouts or is otherwise annoyed by the audio quality or content, hit me up on Mastodon or in Bboard on the Anon Radio board, and we can figure it out. Alright. Recon Diet Deity. Recon Diet Deity. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Yeah, first time seeing you. Welcome. Howdy. And LCD's here. Hello. All right. Fantastic. Okay, well, let's get going. There's so much news. There's a lot of strange death and destruction going on in the world, for sure. Oh, here comes a car. They're turning left. Oh, they use their turn signal even. Wow. The Infiniti knows how to drive. There is a large branch blocking the right turn portion of the road. So who knows? Whether or not... Oh, here comes a Kia Soul. Oh, a security guard running the curb. So he's not paying attention. Kia Soul. Moving. Hey, it went ahead and went the right way. Way to go. So update. Australian lethal mushroom mystery survivor leaves hospital. That's right, a survivor of a lethal mushroom poisoning that has gripped Australia has been released from the hospital. Ian Wilkinson had been left in critical condition after eating a beef Wellington cooked by Aaron Patterson. Three people, including Mr. Wilkinson's wife, died after the meal, which police believe contained death cat mushrooms, which are lethal. Ms. Patterson, who is not facing charges, has said it was an accident. Mr. Wilkinson left the hospital on Friday after almost 2 months of treatment. The milestone marks a moment of immense relief and gratitude for Ian and the entire Wilkinson family. It's not yet clear if Mr. Wilkinson, a Baptist church preacher, has already spoken to police and hospital or whether he can now shed new light on the case. The fatal lunch was held in Ms. Patterson's home in the small town of Leongatha, Victoria, on 29th of July. So we'll see what happens here. What I think is interesting is, who's paying for these medical bills? In the United States, you would definitely be sued into bankruptcy if you poison somebody. If you didn't just get killed. So anyway, pretty amazing that he's made a recovery. Some kind of recovery, one way or the other. Alright, let's jump on over. Oh, truck driving by. Oh, they have an old truck driving by. It had an old gas pump in the back. Alright, so now we need to go over here to bookmarks. Desktop bookmarks. Okay, this is less cool, more frustrating, but just a bit of information. There's some ethnic cleansing going on. In the Nagorno-Karabakh region. Yeah, the tensions have been flaring up over there. Hey, a Mercedes turning left. This one not doing so good of a job. Alright. A growing stream of ethnic Armenian refugees are fleeing the Nagorno-Karabakh region following Azerbaijan's seizure of the disputed region last week. More than 6,500 people have so far crossed into Armenia from the enclave. Looks like the Nissan SUV turning properly. They left after the government in Yerevan announced plans to move those made homeless by the fighting. The Armenian PM says the ethnic cleansing of Armenia is underway, which is not what you want anybody's prime minister to say. You don't want anyone who supports ethnic cleansing running your country. Oh, a Chevy truck, four-door truck, has pulled up to the stop sign, has the turn signal on, and they executed the turn correctly. Way to go. Tesla driving on the wrong side of the road. Don't know where they're going. They were driving on the wrong side of the road, though. It was very funny. Sorry. Focus. This is the first show I've done on the roof in 2 weeks. So I haven't gotten to see any traffic in 2 weeks. So it's occupying my mind. Anyway, ethnic cleansing going on. Azerbaijan has said it wants to reintegrate the ethnic Armenians as equal citizens. There are large traffic tailbacks on the Armenian border. The BBC has spoken to some of the refugees who arrived in the city of Goris on Sunday, close to the border. I gave my whole life to my homeland, said one man. It would be better if they killed me than this. Very sad and troubling stuff going on there. Definitely, ethnic cleansing is always a bad thing. It's rarely a good thing. Oh, truck that turned and hit the curb is now trying to turn left as it approached, has gone out into the lane. Let's see how far into the lane he's going to go. Truck moved out of the way so he didn't hit him. Three cars turning left. They are all successfully avoiding the truck. Good job. All right, Metropolitan Police. Ministry of Defense offers military support after armed officers turn in weapons. The Ministry of Defense is offering soldiers to support armed police in London after dozens of Met officers stood down from firearm duties. More than 100 officers have turned in permits allowing them to carry weapons. More than 2,500 armed officers are in the Met. Police said the action was being taken after an officer was charged with the murder of unarmed Chris Caba, 24. Met Chief Sir Mark Raleigh welcomed a home office review into armed policing. An open letter to the Home Secretary, he said it was right his force was held to the highest standards, but the current system was undermining his officers and suggested they needed more legal protections. Oh no! Traffic looking ugly at the intersection. Cars. It's almost like turn signals and following the road markings on the road would make traffic move smoother. This is an amazing clusterfuck of just idiocy unfolding before me. Also, this is kind of frustrating and annoying. The cops are mad that they're being held accountable if they kill somebody, so they're turning in their guns. And so now the soldiers are like, hey, we'll come down there and kill people for you. It's like, come on, guys, get your shit together. Don't, just stop killing citizens, man. You don't have to let racism win all the time. Anyway, in a statement, the Met said some officers were worried about how the Crown Prosecution Service decision to bring a charge impacts them. One former officer who left the Met Specialist Firearms Command a few months ago told the BBC that the risk to officers and their families is just too great. What is obvious to me is they're not acting out of anger or petulance. It's not a coordinated protest. These are individuals with partners and families who are incredibly committed to their profession. That's what they're saying, anyway. So, yeah. Trying to see if there's anything good here. Yeah, the only thing we got here is the Prime Minister backed the Home Secretary's review, adding that armed police need clarity. Chris Caba, believe it or not, who would have thought black man was shot by gunshot from a Met officer by a Met officer into the vehicle he was driving. So yeah. Oh, is that a motorcycle? Nope. Do you guys want to guess what that was? Let's jump in on comm and see. Hey, Quentin's in the house. LCD wishes that ethnic cleansing is a bad thing. Could be an obvious statement and left unsaid, but unfortunately not. yeah, Tobe, but not committed enough to die for it. For sure, for sure. Zorhoff saying it sounded like a brodozer. You were right. It was a clapped out, like, F-150 truck. It was leaning heavily to one side, and it had a whole bunch of scrap metal in its bed. I'm hearing a jet, so I'm going to try and see if I can see it. Oh, there it is. It's flying behind some clouds. Oh, yeah, I forgot to do the weather report and tell you what day it is. It's Monday, September the 25th, 2023, and it is 1913 UTC presently. It is 32 degrees with a high of 33. We had some rain last night and lots of clouds in the sky right now. It is humid and gross. Since I had my annual review today, I needed to be sure and drive up here. Actually, that's not why I had to drive up here. Last night, I checked my phone, and oh no, one of the production servers is down. Oh no, let's hurry and get on it. Okay, we start working on it, me and the other guy in Singapore, we're working on it, and then it's like, oh man, this is just not working. Let's call the guy who owns the server and is in charge of it, and our team lead or whatever. And I sent like 5 or 6 messages, no reply. Now it's approaching midnight. All right, we better just try and figure it out. So we work on it until about 3:30 in the morning. And so that's why I couldn't catch the bus this morning, because if I want to catch the bus, I have to leave the house by like 6:20 a.m. And if I'm going to wake up, and if I need to take a shower and everything, I wouldn't have gone to sleep at all. I would have just like taken a shower, gotten dressed, and then like slept for 30 minutes and then had to leave the house. So anyway, yeah, that's right. Quentin, a V6 with a hole in the exhaust. All right, so let's keep on moving. Sorry about that. I had to go on to a rant. I guess while we're not talking news, I should mention every goddamn day right here on and on radio at 1930 UTC, we have the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, a fun show where we explore all that the world has to offer. Marmots, dudes, birds, owls, insect dudes, fungi, balls, ball joint dolls. It could be anything. Whatever you can imagine, the Dubious Goals Committee provides. If you are unsure about life's journey or what ails you, or if you are down on your luck, listen to the Dubious Goals Committee. All your dreams will come true. The people you're attracted to will love you. All your ailments will be cured. I used to have a real bad problem with my joints and my feet. And after listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, I can run upstairs again. What else? My dog died, but then I listened to Dubious Goals Committee and he came back to life. So yeah, you definitely want to check out the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. It is a magical time. Hey, another jet following the same trajectory. Heading on down there. That's a Southwest jet. Yeah, it must be Southwest path or flight path right there. Two planes in just like 10 minutes. Not too bad. doctors hate this one Dubious Goals Committee. Good one, Tobe. Love it. making dubious claims about the Dubious Goals Committee. You know it. And that's why I am sick all this week on DGC. Okay, so what other news is going on? I've got a lot of weird deaths to tell you about, so brace yourself. Or weird deaths and just weird police behavior, I guess. Married officer arrested for committing ex-lover to mental facility after "I'll paint you as crazy" threat. A married Pennsylvania state trooper is facing a slew of charges after he allegedly fabricated claims that his ex-girlfriend was suicidal to have her involuntarily committed. Ronald Keith Davis is accused of abusing his power to forcibly detain his former partner and have her locked up after their relationship broke up. Disturbing footage shows, released by authorities, shows Mr. Davis using a wrestling-style hold to arrest his former partner as she appears to be struggling to breathe. According to a charging document, Mr. Davis had earlier told her, "I know you're not crazy. I'll paint you as crazy." Mr. Davis has been in a 4-month extramarital affair with the woman before saying the relationship fell apart. He then petitioned to have the woman involuntarily committed and used his police email account to contradict Dauphin County officials and submit texts claiming she had threatened to take her own life. On August 21st, Mr. Davis tracked her down with an associate identified only as MF to isolated forest area in a state park where she was living in her camper van. Mr. Davis chases her down, sits and lies on her before grabbing her from behind in a wrestling hold and forcing her against the vehicle in the video. She can be heard telling him that she can't breathe and that she hadn't done anything wrong. Uniformed officers arrive and take the victim to Lee Valley Hospital Schuylkill. She was then locked up for 5 days, despite not showing any signs of being suicidal. She was released on August 26th after police reviewed the text messages between the former couple. Mr. Davis is charged with felony strangulation, unlawful restraint, reckless endangerment, false imprisonment, simple assault, reckless endangering another person, and official oppression. Mr. Davis, who authorities say is married with a family, appeared for arraignment on September 21st and is being held without bail. So, wouldn't you know it, a cop got what was coming to him. Maybe he'll have a fun time in prison. Who knows? Maybe, maybe not. Let's talk about Florida men. Florida man, down there now. I wish I had an electric guitar riff sound for that. A Florida man's teenage niece was pregnant with his child. He killed her, and now he may face execution. Iyana Sawyer is 16 and pregnant when she left Terry Parker High School during her lunch period, convinced that she and the father of her unborn child were about to run away together. She drove out to Ace Pick Apart, a large junkyard in Jacksonville, Florida, where the father, her uncle by marriage, was planning to meet her. Ayana was never seen again. Nearly 5 years later, her uncle and the father of an unborn baby, 38-year-old Jonathan Kiles, was found guilty of murdering her and the child. Prosecutors presented Mr. Kiles as a man who sexually preyed on his family members, and it was ultimately the family who helped convince jurors to hand down a guilty verdict. So, really tragic, horrible death, and strange thing there that the uncle was the Florida family man. A family of six, including 3 children, were killed after a car was struck by a freight train in Florida. 6 people have died after their SUV was struck by a train while crossing a railroad track in Hillsborough County, Florida. The incident happened around 6:45 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday when a family, including 3 children, were on their way to a 15th birthday party at a home across the railroad tracks. The county sheriff's office said the 7 people were in a white Escalade, including a husband, wife, 2 children, adult child, and 2 friends of the children. Police said the vehicle was driven onto the tracks into the path of an oncoming train. The conductor of the train did everything he could to slow the train down. He signaled with the horns, Flashing lights, the SUV was struck by the train going about 55 miles an hour, causing it to catapult and flip violently. Five of the rear seat passengers were violently ejected from the SUV.
Where are your seatbelts?
After the car landed, the sheriff said it looked like a soft drink can that had been smashed. It is still unknown and undetermined why the driver slowly crossed the tracks directly in a train's path. A witness who was parked by the tracks was hitting his horn trying to get the driver's attention as the train approached. Five victims. First responders used jaws of life to get the front seat passenger driver out of the car. The driver was taken to a hospital but died overnight. The front seat passenger is currently the only family member who survived. He remains in critical condition. So, we'll see what's going on. Of course, there is a donation page because we live in the United States, which is a hellscape, and so there is no medical coverage for these people. And so they'll be bankrupt and or destitute if they don't get your donations. Let's check in on Calm real quick and see what people are thinking about. If you can say, I can't breathe, you are proving you can breathe. So this is something that they've talked about. I think it's that you can't breathe, you're not able to breathe adequately. So you're able to get some air in, but not enough to maintain consciousness. I think that's the problem. LCDs on the figures it out. Quentin, Florida does not disappoint. Let's see. Going to guess that seatbelts don't help much with that much striking you at that velocity. It's probably true, the Z-Man. Very probably true. Alright, focus on breathing, not on talking. Alright, deep breaths. We got more death, and we've only got 8 minutes to go. Well, really, 7 minutes if you count it all together. Alright, so family. Oh, we're still in Florida. Guess what else? Woman's body found in jaws of a 13-foot Florida alligator. A 13-foot alligator has been killed, police say, after it was spotted in Florida with the remains of a woman in its jaws. Witness told local media he saw the alligator in a Largo Canal clutching a lower torso in its mouth. Pinellas County Sheriff's Office said the animal was killed and confirmed the remains of a 41-year-old Sabrina Peckham that were found in the waterway. An investigation will determine the circumstances behind the death. Police said deputies were called at 1350 local time on Friday after a report of a body in the waterway. I noticed it had a body in its mouth, like a lower torso, so once I saw that I ran straight for the department. Oh man, it was pale and white. Man, I'm trying to picture what part of the body this is. Like, because it would be very weird to see an alligator show up and then just have like just someone's like leg stumps and junk hanging out while the alligator's like chowing down on it. But then it would also be equally weird if it was like had the thing by its feet and then their body was just kind of like a stump hanging out of their mouth. Either way, avoid the alligators. Do not be eaten by an alligator. Your body will not be respected. Speaking of not respecting someone's body, Apple AirTag killer jailed for repeatedly running over boyfriend. A woman who repeatedly ran over her boyfriend after tracking him down using an AirTag has been sentenced to 18 years in prison. Galen Morris had used an AirTag to track her boyfriend down to Tilly's Bar in Indianapolis on the evening of June 3, 2022, after she suspected him of cheating. There, witnesses said they saw Morris march into the bar and get into an altercation with another woman before picking up a beer bottle and swinging at the woman. Smith blocked Morris from hitting the woman, and bar staff kicked all three of them out. After this, Morris then got in her blue 2010 Chevrolet Impala and drove up on the sidewalk where Smith was standing. She initially backed off, but then hit Smith on the left hip with the mirror of her car. Then she hit him with the car again, dragging him under the vehicle, before repeatedly running him over with his whole upper body under the car. Smith died of traumatic asphyxia. A witness at the trial testified that she saw Morris hit the gas in the parking lot, then heard what felt like a speed bump and some crunching, and saw Morris driving her car repeatedly back and forth over his body. So, she's going to go to jail for a long time there. But yeah, also, seatbelts won't help in that situation. If you're not in the car, don't wear a seatbelt. This is important. If you are restrained and you're not in the car, this could be fatal. Other ways to be fatal: don't wear seatbelts inside of your house, even if it explodes. A single-family home exploded in New Jersey on Friday night, sending 6 people to the hospital. At approximately 9 p.m., neighbors in the quiet suburban town of West Milford reportedly felt a sudden jolt. In a local Facebook group, one neighbor said their house shook when the explosion occurred. Things were very quiet outdoors when I heard a loud bang, one resident wrote. And the West Milford Fire Department, Police Department, and First Aid Team responded to the incident with crews and trucks of people to locate the 6 inside the home and bring them to hospital. The West Milford Police Department said in a press release that 5 victims were transported to several hospitals via medevac, but a 6th victim refused medical attention. Oh man, can you imagine? You're in the house, it explodes, and you're like, nah, I don't want to go to the hospital. I eat propane for breakfast. 2 victims were flown to Morristown. Videos from Friday showed the collapsed remains of the home as emergency responders searched to ensure no other victims were inside. They don't know what caused the explosion. An investigation by the State Fire Marshal Office and Police Office and Fire Marshal Office and West Miller Detective Bureau is underway. Checking on calm one last time before we get through here. it seems obvious that it's abuse, all with no good outcome possible. X1 in the house. That's the LCD. I can beat the train. Always results in not beating the train. Amen. WX boss in the house. Welcome, welcome. Howdy, howdy. Impala. Too bad he wasn't Impala'd. 6th dude is badass. You got it, Z-Man. It's like, yeah, the house blew up. I'll just smoke a cigarette. Sleep in this rubble. I'm fine. Oh, we got a big truck turning left. Oh, he has crossed. Wow, before turning, he crossed all the way across into the oncoming lane. Fantastic. Beautiful job. Okay, we don't have a lot of time, so I'm just going to give you kind of the next best thing, just the speed round, if you will. Gymnastics Ireland issues an unreserved apology. There's one black member of the gymnastics team, and everyone on the team got a medal but her, just because of racism, and they apologized for it. France is pulling its military presence and people out of Niger. This is after they said, we don't care what the government says, we're going to stay here because this is our colony or whatever. Now they're withdrawing. Facial technology sent a black guy to jail for 5 days, even though he doesn't look like anybody that they were looking for. This happened in Atlanta. He was driving to his mother's house the day after Thanksgiving last year when people pulled him over and arrested him for crimes in Louisiana. Of course, that wasn't the case. But again, systemic racism, it's very insidious because it's so hard to detect sometimes. And in space news, pieces of the distant asteroid Bennu have arrived on Earth. A piece of an asteroid has arrived on Earth from the other side of the solar system and a major success for NASA's OSIRIS-REx mission. The spacecraft has spent years flying to asteroid Bennu, gathering up a piece of it and bringing it back home so it can be studied by researchers. It brings an end to a mission that took 7 years, involved a journey of 4 billion miles, and cost more than $1 billion. And you're talking about government programs, $1 billion a mile is not necessarily the worst you could get. But yeah, we're out of time, so please enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. And remember, if apply directly to the forehead. Dubious Goals Committee, apply directly to the forehead. How do I play the outro?
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
All right. You've been listening to News to Me, a show that comes on the air every day at 1900 UTC, Monday through Friday, followed by